朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们发个脾气，弟兄姊妹祝福一下漏掉了。
We get angry, all of a sudden the blessings are gone.
我们心里面跟一个人的关系老是过不去，老是埋怨他，老是批评论断他。我跟你说，我们的生命就是漏掉。
But you got a problem with someone, you're always complaining about that individual, you're always having issue with that individual. You discover very soon your life is gone.
我们有一个嗜好，有一个习惯，有一个东西捆绑我们，不管是网络，不管是小说，不管是电视，不管是任何的东西 ，video game.
But we have a habit, we have something that we are bound by, we can't be set free from, whether it be TV, internet, video games, or reading the novels.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说我们不能去做正常的或是合适的。
Brothers and sisters, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's wrong to do what is normal.
而当我们在主的面前超过了主许可我们做的时候，弟兄姊妹，你自己知道，他一定漏掉生命。
We go beyond the limit and the boundaries of what is normal in these activities. We know that we're going to lose life.
男女之间的关系，只要跨过了神定的界限，你一定漏掉生命。
The relationship between couples, between men and women, as long as you, as soon as you cross that boundary that God has set, you're going to lose your life.
哦，我们在任何的人事物上，弟兄姊妹，我们都要小心，这个什么东西会漏掉我们的生命。
Brothers and sisters, all things in relationship with all people, be careful because we can lose our life.
我们需要很认真地去求主显明我们生命里面的漏洞。
We need to be very serious and ask God, God, reveal to me where are the holes in my life.
我再说哈，就是因为这个病外面不是这么明显。
I say again, because outwardly, this illness is not very obvious, it's not seen.
但是就是因为它不是这么明显，所以它就显得非常的严重，非常的关键。
Because it is not obvious, it's not apparent, but they are more critical and more serious.
因为它会持续的给我们带来伤害。
Because perpetually it may bring you harm.
它带来的伤害，它的严重性一点不小于外面明显的病。
And the seriousness of the spiritual illness do not, it's not, lesser than the physical illness that we have.
你看见孩子脸上长瘤，你一定很着急，马上带他看病。
You see a tumor begin to grow on your child, immediately we rush into the hospital and go see a doctor.
那可能我们自己血压高，我们里面觉得没什么，我们不去看医生，我们不吃药。
And maybe okay, when I measure myself at high blood pressure, as all is no big deal. I don't need medication. I don't need to see the doctor.
前两天我们全家人团圆的时候，我有一个嫂嫂，其实她血压都常常高到一百多，好像下血压都到一百多，她就是不肯量，不肯去吃药，结果被我们发现，我们叫她一定要去看医生。
I have a sister-in-law, she's often have high blood pressure, and she just refused to go take medication or go even see the doctor. And we're telling her, you got to do this.
她外面一样殷勤的做事，早上六点钟不到就起来做饭，弄这个出去上班，然后下班做饭。弄家完全看起来像正常人。
And outwardly, she's just like a normal person. She wakes up early in the morning, takes care of the family, cooks, go out to work, comes home, makes dinner.
可是她的血压却高到已经是医生都认为是非常危险的一个情况。
But her high blood pressure is coming to the point where the doctors are saying, "Hey, it's getting very critical now."
弟兄姊妹啊，我们不要被外面欺骗。
But brothers and sisters, do not be deceived by what you see on the outside.
当人夸奖我们，人说我们好的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们自己到底是不是真正的好。
When others says, "Oh, you're doing really well, you're wonderful," you need to ask yourself, "Am I really well?"
当我还能够维持目前的生活的时候，弟兄姊妹，到底能维持多久
？When I can sustain my current condition.How long can you sustain?
如果在我的生命里面真的是有这么多的破口的话，弟兄姊妹，所有的祝福和力量早晚漏光的。
There are so many holes in my life. Sooner or later, all of these blessings would be gone.
早晚会有很多的处境、很多的难处、很多的试探、诱惑面前，我们撑不住，我们倒下来。
Sooner or later, circumstances, temptations are going to come along your way, and you're going to fall right before it.
我自己出问题，我的配偶出问题，我的孩子出问题，我的弟兄姊妹会出问题。弟兄姊妹，因为我们生命里面出了问题。
I have problems. problems, my spouse will have problems, my children have problems, brothers and sisters around me will have problems, because there are problems in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，我再说哈。
And brothers and sisters, I say it to you again.
不是神没有祝福。
It's not that God did not bless us.
而是因为我们生命有破口。
It's because there's a hole in our lives.
我再说，破口不用多。
And I say again, doesn't have to have, we don't have to have much.
只要有。
As long as they exist.
再多的祝福早晚漏光。
No matter how much the blessing you receive, they will all be gone.
不信的话，你到游泳池里面去，在底下凿它两个小洞试试看。
If you don't believe me, go find a swimming pool and make two small holes at the bottom of the pool.
我告诉你，它每一天水就 drop 三分之一，大概五千加仑的水。
Every day, about 5,000 gallons of water would disappear on you.
所以我们礼拜天听到的道，为什么到了下个礼拜我们祷告不出来，我们 feedback 不出来，我们带不进生活里面？
Why is it that when we hear the message on Sundays, when we enter the next week, we can't pray about it, we can't share about it, we can't bring it into our lives?
因为我们里面太多的破口了。
Because within us there are so many holes.
回家夫妻吵个架。
When we go home.Husband and wife argue.
跟孩子的冲突。
And we have conflict with our kids.
我们里面贪恋的罪恶。
And we lust after the sins of our lives.
我们对神的不顺服。
We're disobedient towards God. 为什
么我们有太多的东西可以让我们漏掉？
There's so many things in our lives that could cause the blessings to disappear.
所以我们需要来弥补我们生命的破口。
So we need to go and ask the Lord to help us fix those holes.
我们需要来过一个没有破洞的生活。
To live a life that is without holes.
我在说，因为外面的病不是这么严重。
And I say again, outwardly look at it, so I'm not that bad.
所以我们忽略它。
And we neglect it.
我们没有把该得的重视来处理它。
We did not put the importance that we ought to put on this matter.
所以这个问题是长期的问题。
So this problem becomes a very long problem.
这个问题是不容易解决的问题。
It's a problem that becomes a problem that's very hard to deal with.
这个问题甚至成为越来越严重的。
And then it becomes more and more severe.
然后我们来看这个女人。
And then let's look at this woman again.
她到底怎么得医治？
How was she healed?
好，我们知道在她得医治以前。
And we know before she was healed.
有一件事情非常清楚的。
There was something that's very clear.
就是她知道她有问题。
She knew she had a problem.
她不仅仅知道她有问题。
Not only did she know that she had a problem.
她能够 identify the problem. 她知道她的问题在哪里。
She was able to identify what's causing her problem.
她知道她的漏在哪里。
She know where the leak is coming from.
她知道她所有的软弱和痛苦从哪里来的。
She know where all of her suffering, all of her weakness is coming from.
当我们今天没有这样子的认识的时候。
When we do not have that understanding today.
我们认为我活得不快乐是我的运气不好。
And we have a conclusion said I'm not happy because I'm just not a very lucky person.
我认为我遇人不熟，嫁错人。
And I married the wrong person.
啊，我认为说我倒霉，怎么生的孩子跟别人不一样。
And woe unto me, my kid is different from every other kid.
哎呀，我们觉得我们这个神没有祝福，我们是神的错，没有让我赚大钱，别人都赚。
I said God didn't bless me, it's because it's God's fault. I didn't make big money because He won't bless me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个女人太知道她痛苦的原因在哪里。
Brothers and sisters, this woman knows exactly what's causing her pain.
我想停一下。
I want to pause a little bit.
我们知道自己的问题吗？
Brothers, do you know your personal problems?
你能够知道你真正不愉快的原因是什么？
Do you know the source of your unhappiness?
难道真的是你的另外一半跟你的孩子或你的父母吗？
Is it really because of your spouse or your kids or your parents?
难道真的是因为你所在的教会吗？
Is it really because of the church that you are in right now?
还是虽然他们也有他们的责任，但是我也有我的问题。
Of course, they have their responsibilities, they have their influences, but I have my own responsibilities.
在我们有健康的生命和力量去解决外面的问题以前，我们能不能先很谦卑、认真地面对我们自己的问题？
Before we have the strength and the health to resolve the problems of others, can we humble ourselves and deal with the problems that we personally have?
我们能不能求神先把我自己生命里面的破口先补起来？
Can we ask God, God help me seal these holes in my personal life?
让我的祝福不要再随便漏掉。
That the blessings that I receive will not be lost.
让神的给我的生命，神给我的祝福不被我随便漏掉。
That the blessings and the life that God has given me do not, is not lost very casually.
让神这么真实的同在不因为我的破口而随便失去。
That the reality of His presence is so real that I don't easily lose that.
We need to identify our problem. 我们需要找出自己的问题。
We need to identify what our problems are.
弟兄姊妹，先不要一下说那我有一百个，也不要那么谦卑。
And again, don't humble yourself so much and say, I got hundreds of them.
好，我们先从最严重的开始。
Start with the most severe one.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果真的立的心志在主面前祷告，求主至少显明三个，我这个礼拜或者我 最近我开始面对它。
As you determine within your will and your heart and say, Lord, help me, let me identify three this week.
如果你是一个很喜欢讲 negative 的话，你就学习出咒，封住我的嘴。
And if you're always complaining, you're saying something negative all the time, then you ask the Lord, Lord, seal my lips.
我们不小心讲的时候，立刻出咒提醒，出咒遮盖，出咒赦免，出咒封住它。
And unknowingly, we discover that we are saying something negative, and we immediately ask the Lord, Lord, stop what I'm talking about.
不光讲的，思想的。
And even our thoughts.
仇敌来的诱惑的。
The temptation that enemy would come to.
我知道今天在座很多的孩子们，我们被很多的网络捆绑的一塌糊涂。
I know many, many young people. We are bound and trapped by the internet today.
If we don't fight.我们这一辈子完蛋。
If you do not fight now, you are doomed for the rest of your life.
你要想到你一辈子，你活八十岁，你四十年花在电脑上，值得吗
？For 80 years, for 40 years of your life, you are spending in front of that screen.
没有价值的东西。
Is it worth it?
我们需要 fight.
You need to fight.
你不勇敢起来面对你的问题的话，仇敌就是用这个把我们捆绑的。
If you do not rise up and deal with your problems, the enemy will bound you with those problems.
不管酒，不管任何的东西。我们要求神帮助我们。
Whether it be wine or anything else intoxicating, ask the Lord to help us.
不要光只是承认自己软弱。
Don't just simply acknowledge, oh, I am weak.
不要只是承认自己有问题。
Don't simply acknowledge, yes, I got problems.
找出这个问题来。
Identify the problem.
勇敢地面对它。
Courageously face it.
然后我们看见这个妇人，她不仅仅知道她自己的问题是什么。
This woman, not only she knows what her problem is,
她有一个强烈要得医治的心愿。
She has a strong desire to be healed.
弟兄姊妹 strong desire to be healed.
She has such a strong desire to be healed.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面没有这个东西的话
，If we do not have it in us,
原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying this.
还有苦头要吃。
You have more pain to go through.
如果我们里面的 desire 不够强的话
，Your desire is not strong enough.
原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying this.
因为我们的苦头吃的还不够。
You have not suffered enough.
直到有一天我们真是受不了了。
Until one day you're coming to the point I can't endure this anymore.
我们一定会来到主的面前说：“主啊，求你医治我。”
You're going to come to the Lord and ask of the Lord, beg of the Lord, Lord, heal me.
I need help.
I need help.
我到世界各地去，有多少年轻人来跟我讲被网络色情捆绑
？I've gone all over the world. So many young people has come to me and says I am bound by pornography over the internet.
就连我不久在英国以前去的，也有一个人来找我，他有婚外情。
And not even too long ago, I was in England serving over there. A gentleman came and talked to me, and he has an affair outside of marriage.
他跟我讲十句话，有八句话说，他说我知道我不可能得势。
And the ten.Sentences that he had with me, eight of them says that I know that I cannot overcome.
我到最后很生气的跟他讲，我说你不要再跟我讲你不能得胜，你先告诉我你要不要得胜。
And I said, I got very angry with him. I said, stop telling me that you think you can't overcome. Do you want to overcome?
我说你如果没有 strong desire 要被神救出来，我说神没有办法救你。
And I said, if you do not have a strong desire to be delivered, God cannot deliver you.
他还是跟我说，哦，我愿意，但是我知道我不能。我说你不要再讲这个话。
And he says, I'm willing.But I know I can't. I say, stop saying these words.
你告诉我你要不要出来
Tell me, do you want to get out of it?
他不讲话
And then he stopped talking.
我很少对人这么凶了。我说对不起，我没办法帮助你。耶稣都没办法帮助。
Seldomly was I very angry with individuals, and that day I was angry with him. I said, Jesus cannot help you.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己不想出来。
Run to sir, if you do not want to get out of your problem,
没有人可以帮助你。
No one can help you.
耶稣都不能帮助你。
Even Jesus cannot help you.
主耶稣自己说，康健的人用不着医生。
So Jesus said, those who are healthy and no need of a physician.
不要光只是说自己有病。
Don't keep saying, oh, I'm sick.
要厌恶自己的软弱。
You need to hate be sick.
你要有一个 strong desire, 我要得到医治。
You need to have a strong desire that I want to be healed.
这个女人十二年。
This woman for 12 years.
她从来不 give up.
She has never given up.
她可以把她所有养生的钱都花掉。
She can spend all the money that she had.
她可以一个医生又一个医生的去找。
She will go after one doctor and the next.
她可以受尽了所有的苦，她还是去。
She will suffer all the pain, but she'll keep going.
因为她要得医治。
Because she wants to be healed.
Strong desire want to be healed.
She had a strong desire to be healed.
弟兄姊妹在不在我们里面
？Run, sister, is it in you?
你先不要说我网络到底能不能胜过，先不要讲能。不能先讲要不要
？Don't keep thinking about can I? Can I? Do you want to?
你先不要讲你不能容忍你的另外一半，你先讲你要不要爱他。
Keep stop saying I don't have the ability to endure with my spouse. Do you want to love her?
你先不要告诉我你能不能准时到教会，你先说你要不要准时到教会。
Don't tell me whether you're able to come to church early on time. tell me, do you want to come on time?
不要告诉我说你没有办法建立灵修的生活，你先告诉我说你要不要。
Don't tell me I can't establish a spiritual discipline and a disciplined life. Tell me whether you want it or not.
做父母的也不要觉得我管不了我的孩子啊。
My brothers and sisters, do not fall in the state, mom and dads, that I can't discipline my kids.
我们到底有没有一个 desire 要把孩子真带到神面前？
Do you have a desire to bring your children before God?
弟兄姊妹，这件事情是没有人可以替代我。
Brothers and sisters, no one can replace you.
当我们真愿意的时候。
When you're really willing,
能力是从神来。
The power comes from God.
祝福是从神来。
Blessings come from God.
帮助是从神来。
Help comes from God.
所有应许的实现是从神来。
All the reality of His promises comes from God.
先问我们的 desire.
It all depends on our desire.
你不要以为主拒绝我们一次，拒绝我们两次，是故意拒绝我们。
Don't think that God delays and God ignores or God rejects your request because it's our purpose.
多少时候神是在试验我们到底要不要？
A lot of time it is of trial and testing to see how seriously do you want it.
所以有个匈牙利的老牧师，他年轻的时候动不动就发脾气。匈牙利啊，好吗？
And there's a brother who is from Hungary. He has a very bad temper. He gets angry very easily.
他有时候火大的时候可以打人的。
And sometimes when he gets so angry, he will literally strike someone.
因为他控制不了他的脾气。
He cannot control his temper.
好，这个我想我们在座很多人可能也有这样子的问题。
And maybe some of us have that same problem.
他有一天他实在受不了。
One day he could not stand it anymore.
这么刚强、这么壮的一个人，跪在神的面前，跟神痛哭、跟神呼喊，他说：“神，你如果不帮助我的话，我宁可死，求你提我去见你。”
And this elderly gentleman, he was very big, very stocky. He fell on his knees and he said, "God, if you will not help me, I'd rather die. Take me now."
那天披露一个神折回这个神折服了这个人。
And at that particular day, the Lord broke him.
他整个人转向神。
The Lord completely.
所有的人都为他做见证。
Every single person that knew him will testify.
从他自己家里面开始。
Starting from his own family member.
我们弟兄一下子像换了一个人一样。
Our brother, all of a sudden, he's like a new.
血肉的源头立刻枯干。
The source of the bleeding was put to an end.
今天我们的问题可能不见得一下解决。
Today your problem may not go away immediately.
但是我们的心愿越强。
But the stronger our desire.
我们向主的认真越迫切。
And the more diligent and the more serious and the more fervent we are towards God.
才发现我们原本认为的困难其实没有这么厉害。
And then you discover the problem that I thought that was so big, it's really not that severe.
靠着那在我里面加我力量的，我凡事都能行。
By Him who strengthens me, I can do all things.
我们发现在这一切的事上，靠着爱我们的主都能得胜有余。
That in all things, by Him who loves me, I can conquer in all things.
我们真发现他的恩典够我们用，他的能力在我的软弱上显得完全。
We discover that His grace is more than sufficient for me, that in my weakness, His strength is made perfect.
我们真发现有一个宝贝放在瓦器里面，显明着莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于。
And we discover that there is a treasure in these earthen vessels, that the power and the might of God and not of ourselves.
然后我们可以起来见证说，神照着那运行在我们里面的大力，他充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想。
And we can rise up and testify that according to the power and the might that works in me, that can sufficiently change and transform me.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚一连串 quote 了五节的经文。
I quoted these five scriptures.
没有一节经文出问题。
Not a single one failed.
我们要起来。要起来经历，要起来让它实现在我们身上。
We need to rise up and want it. We need to experience it. We're going to ask God make it a reality in my life.
强烈的心愿。
Have to have strong desire.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
她带着痊愈的盼望来见耶稣。
She came with the hope of being healed. She came to Jesus.
她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，夹在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说。我只要摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。
She heard about this man Jesus. She came and she came to him and snuck up behind him and she believes that as long as I touch him, I will be healed.
请大家注意，他不是随便来试一试的。
She wasn't coming just trying it out.
他不是凑凑热闹跑来看一看的。
She didn't just come to the crowd and see what's going on.
圣经上特别记载倒回去的记载说，他来的时候你们就有一个意念。
And the scripture went back and said that before she came, she had a thought.
她不仅仅盼望耶稣医治她
，She not only hoped that Jesus would heal her，
而且她相信，当我碰她的时候，我要得到痊愈。
But she believed that when I touch him, I will be healed。
她带着她痊愈的盼望来见耶稣。
She came with the hope that she would be healed。
弟兄姊妹
，Run sisters，
盼望是人活着的动力。
Hope is the power that motivates, that moves us.
而且这个动力跟我盼望的大小成正比的。
And this is directly proportional, this movement, this power, directly proportional to the size of our hope.
人会自杀因为失去了活着盼望。
Men commit suicide because they lost all hope.
所以人有盼望他就活得有劲。
So when man has hope,He can live with strength. He can live with joy.
我们对我们的主永远要有盼望。
We need to forever have hope in our Lord Jesus.
我们每一次照着神的旨意做什么，我们带着盼望。
And every time we do something according to the will of God, do it with hope.
贝教师说，我们每一次聚会的时候
，Our sister Barker shared with us every time we meet,
都应该像姊妹们上美容院一样。
Just like sisters who go to a beauty parlor,
你要带着盼望去吗
？You need to go with hope.
你知道你进去跟出来是不一样的。
You need to go with expectation.That when I go in there and I come out, I will look different.
有没有哪一个姊妹说我进美容院跟出来是一模一样的？心静如水。
That would say that I go in the beauty parlor and I come out, I look just ordinary, just the same.
所以她说我们要常常到什么 Jesus Salon 来。
So she says we need to often come to Jesus Salon.
每一个进来以后回去都改头换面。
Everyone comes and everyone goes looking different.
要带着盼望。
We need to come with hope.
但是也许有人会问我一个问题。
So some of you may ask me this question.
盼望大，失望也大。
So greater the hope, greater the disappointment.
所以我为了不要失望，所以我不要盼望。
Because I don't want to be disappointed, so I will not hope.
那个问题我留到下礼拜来回答。
I'll answer this question next week.
但是我现在先提一个最基本的东西。
But today I want to talk about something very fundamental.
很多的盼望根本不是出于神。
A lot of time our hope is not even of God.
真实的盼望是建立在信心上。
The true hope is always built upon faith.
而不是信心是由盼望产生的。大家不要搞混。
Hope, faith does not come from hope.
Hope 是从建立在信心上。
Hope is established upon faith.
如果你只是随便有个 hope, 然后开始用信心，不见得 work.
And you say, okay, I hope for something, and then you say, I believe it, I believe it. It may not work.
这是灵恩派所谓的 visualization 一个最可怕的错误。
And this is a misleading nowadays and a lot of a mistake that we have visualization.
他叫你想说你的先生，你未来的那一半是什么样子。
And they would lead you into go and imagine who you're going to marry.
身高多少？高矮胖瘦？黑头发？白头发？什么职业？做什么？长怎么样？家里面几个兄弟？那通通都可以想的。
How tall? How heavy? How dark? How light? And what kind of job? Wow, what does he look like? And how many siblings? Go and imagine it.
然后 visualize 他。
And then go and visualize it.
开始用信心祷告。
And pray with faith.
让神给你。
Then God will give it to you.
这个当然会有可能碰到例子的。
Certainly, an example, something like this could happen.
但是你不能够把这个当成属灵的原则。
But this can never be a spiritual principle.
所以为什么很多人被骗，很多人灰心就是这样。
That's why a lot of people are deceived, a lot of people are despair.
我就是在英国有一个英国的大学生跑来拿了一张纸给我看。
And when I was in England just not so long ago,there's a college student that came and brought a piece of paper to me.
他说：“牧师啊，请你为我将来另外一半祷告。”
And the person says, "Pastor, would you please pray for my spouse in the future?"
他写了起码五十点。
And she wrote, this person wrote down 50 clear points.
大概四五十点，整张纸分三大类哦，一定要有的，希望有的。
And the list, all these points says things that he must have, things I would like to have, things that he absolutely cannot be.
我说哇，你有这么多条件啊！
I said, wow, so many requirements.
他说因为我希望嫁给一个白马王子啊。
So I want to marry a prince.
然后因为他跟我谈话，我知道他是在非常灵恩的教会里面的背景，所以我那次纠正了他一些错误。
And I know that she's in a background that is very spiritual oriented, so I gave her some corrections that day.
盼望是建立在我们信心的对象、信心的根基上。
Hope is always built upon the object of our faith and the foundation of our faith.
如果你今天准备花很贵的钱去做一次头发，你不会随便跑一家去。
And if you want to spend an exorbitant amount of money to go do your hair, you're not going to casually walk in any place, right?
可能如果你曾经有过经验，或是别人告诉你这个人做得非常好，你可能花这个时间。
Maybe you had an previous experience, or by word of mouth, someone says, "Man, this hairstylist, she is really good."
医生也是这样，钢琴老师也是这样。
Doctors, piano teachers, we all look the same way.
任何都是这样。
Anything.
你对他有信心。
You have faith.
你就产生一个盼望。
And you have hope.
我希望他也能够帮我做的像某某人一样。
I hope that I can look like so and so after she's done with me.
我希望他能够把我的孩子教成像巴哈、像贝多芬一样。
I want this individual to train up my kids so that this kid, my kid, would be like Bach and Beethoven.
弟兄姊妹，信心是建立在神的话和神的所事上。
Faith is always established upon the Word of God and who God is.
所以，当我们灵修、当我们祷告、当我们来聚会的时候，我们带着盼望。
So when we have devotions, when we have prayers, and when we come to meetings, we come with hope.
当我们为自己的软弱来主面前祷告的时候
，When we come to the Lord and pray concerning our own weaknesses，
不要只是叹息
，Don't just sigh，
不要只是每次懊悔
，Don't just always have feel sorry and have feel regret。
不要每一次都用不信的恶心说不可能，不可能做啊，我不可能信过。
Don't ever have these. Don't always come with these spirit of unbelieving and say that I can't overcome. I can't overcome.
我的盼望是建立在我所信的那一位。
But my hope is built upon Him whom I believe.
我的盼望是建立在他给我的应许上。
But my hope is built upon the promises that He's given.
他的生命要来取代我，不再是我，是他。
His life is going to replace my life. He says, "No longer I, but Him."
他是我亲爱的救主，他要把我从一切的罪恶软弱里面救出来。
He is my dear Savior, who's going to deliver me out of all of my sins.
他是全能的神，在人。不能带他反省。
He is the Almighty God that with man it is impossible, but with Him nothing's impossible.
我们本来就是软弱，但是他的能力却要在我的软弱上显得完全。
We by nature are weak, but His power is going to be made perfect in our weakness.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
他带着非常单纯的信心来触摸耶稣。
She came with a very simple faith as she touched Jesus.
哦，他带着一个得医治的盼望。
And she came with a hope of being healed.
他来接触耶稣。
She came and touched Jesus.
他用信心握耶稣。
And by faith, she reached out.
我希望我们天天读经、天天祷告，都是一个信心的触摸。
And I pray that every day, as we come to the Word, Scripture reading, and a prayer, that it is an act of faith of touching Jesus.
我们不光只是要维持一个像但以理素常的生活，一个稳定的灵修生活。
We're not simply sustaining a normal or a regular pattern, just like Daniel every day.
但是请你注意到，但以理得力跟得胜的秘诀还不在于他有一个稳定的灵修生活。
Daniel's victory doesn't simply hinge upon the fact that he's doing what he's doing every day.
圣经上告诉我们那个得力的秘诀，就是他在他神面前屈膝祷告感谢，像素常一样。
The scripture tells us that he has his strength because he comes before the presence of his God.On his knees, praying, giving thanksgiving to the Lord.
注意到那个关键叫做在他神面前。
And the key is before his God.
我们所有的祷告、所有的求告、所有的读经、所有的聚会，如果不是在神的面前，弟兄姊妹啊，他常常失去了他该有的祝福。
All of our Bible readings, our prayers, our meetings, anything that we do in the Lord, if it's not in the presence of our Lord, then we will miss out on the blessing of the Lord.
如果你每天读一张圣经，只是因为爸爸妈妈或是 counselor 的要你这样做的话，就很辛苦。
If you're reading a chapter.Day simply because mom and dad says you got to do it, or your counselor said you got to do it.
哇，怎么今天正好读到诗篇第一百多少？一百一十九篇。哎呀，这找了一百六十八节，要命！176节，要命！
I'm coming to Psalm 119. That's such a big chapter. I can't do this.
一翻到117篇，高兴的不得了，只有两节。
You come to Psalm 117. Oh man, this is great. There's only two verses.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是讲到我们只是养成一个习惯，但是没有在神面前。
It only talks of this reveals to us the fact that we only develop a habit, but we're not really doing it before God.
啊，我们求神帮助我。
We ask the Lord to help us.
A strong desire, I want to be healed.
A strong desire to be healed.
啊，带着荣耀的盼望来寻找他。
A glorious hope to call on Him.
我们在最单纯的信心里面来触摸他。
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。